This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center has seen as much as a 20% drop in childhood vaccinations during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a concerning trend that, if left unchecked, could lead to a twindemic, a threat from both the coronavirus pandemic and a measles outbreak. Now, Cincinnati Children's has partnered with several local health agencies in coordination with the American Academy of Pediatrics to hold a day-long vaccination event on Saturday. I spoke earlier with Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center General Pediatrician and University of Cincinnati Department of Pediatrics Professor Dr. Mona Mansour. Dr. Mona Mansour, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Welcome. Thank you.
So you've got this event coming up this weekend, a couple of sessions, one taking place at Children's Hospital's campus and then another at UC. And I'm wondering why such an event is necessary. We seem to be spending a lot of time talking about vaccinations and how important they could be. But I'm reading some news reports that as it relates to measles, vaccine rates have stalled. Are we seeing that locally?
We are definitely seeing that, especially in some of the safety net practices for children here in Cincinnati. But it is a more prevalent thing across practices. We've definitely been seeing anywhere from 15% to 25% drop in children that are turning 15 months of age who've had just one MMR or measles, mumps, rubella vaccination, which is what's recommended or required by the American Academy of Pediatrics for that age.
Okay, so tell us again, what age are we typically when we get this vaccine?
So it's usually a two-series vaccine. The first one is usually given around 12 months of age, and then the second one is given at 4 years of age. So really a childhood vaccination that is really given as a series, prior to two prior to entering kindergarten.
I have to say, Dr. Mansour, had I not been preparing for a segment on this topic, I probably would not have been able to articulate what measles even is. I mean, I know it's a commonly discussed disease and illness, but what is it?
Measles is a illness that, unfortunately, you're like many other people historically who have not had the opportunity to see measles because we've had such really strong vaccination programs, against measles. That's a fortunate thing. Unfortunately, more recently, even prior to the coronavirus, we were, in the pandemic, we were seeing some decreased in measles vaccination rates. But measles is essentially an infectious disease that's, spread through either, saliva or respiratory contact with other people, highly contagious, usually presents, with things like a fever, a cough, sore throat, and a very, usually very typical type of rash that we see with measles. And, can be a really serious illness and disease can, cause things like pneumonia or even in some rare cases, problems with swelling with the brain and even can be fatal. So a very serious illness that we really want to obviously prevent. And we have really great tools to do that through vaccination.
I want to read a little bit of the reporting that was in the New York Times just last month. Quote, measles deaths worldwide swelled to their highest level in 23 years last year, according to a report released last month. They call it a stunning rise for a vaccine-preventable disease and one that public health experts fear could grow as the coronavirus pandemic continues to disrupt immunization and detection efforts. The New York Times reported that the global death tally for 2019 was 207,500, a 50% increase from 3 years earlier. So there are a couple things to talk about there, Dr. Mansour. The first, the Times referencing this coronavirus pandemic continuing to disrupt immunization and detection efforts. Can you talk a little bit about whether we're seeing that locally and how we're seeing it?
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, obviously back in March when the coronavirus came with the, various, shelter in place orders and just, concern, in the public around, the safety of just, you know, being in public spaces. We saw, you know, a decrease, you know, in people coming in for their, you know, vaccinations are associated with well child care, well child visits, you know, and so, you know, a lot of families were deferring those, you know, types of visits, you know, just out of, you know, concern. What we've really, you know, worked to do over time, you know, in practice, our practices and many other, you know, pediatric practices, you know, across the city is really make our environments, you know, as safe as possible, you know, for patients and families to come in. And so like following all those great public health recommendations around masking and social distancing and personal protective equipment and, you know, hand washing and hand sanitizing and all of those things that we know really help, you know, decrease the spread, you know, of infection, but, you know, certainly, you know, appreciated, understand, you know, families, you know, concerns around, you know, trying to return for, you know, for care.
So you had referenced earlier in our conversation, I believe it was a 15 to 25% drop in measles vaccinations here.
Yes, from, you know, looking at that population, you know, of patients, we have been starting to see a little bit of that recovery. We've been actively working, you know, in different ways to, you know, get families back in by outreaching. You know, that's part of, you know, what this event that we're doing over the weekend is all about, is just, you know, providing families different opportunities to help, you know, close some of these vaccination you know, discrepancies that we've seen, you know, due to the pandemic.
So as it relates to that decrease in vaccinations that have been given in the past 12 months, have we seen any significant increase in measles cases locally?
I am not aware of any new measles cases locally, but I think that's the concern, you know, is that as you get less in less, you know, immunity, you know, from individuals getting, you know, vaccinated, then there's this opportunity, you know, for sort of an outbreak, you know, to occur. And that's really what we're, you know, hoping, you know, to, you know, to prevent. You know, we don't really want a secondary measles epidemic on top of coronavirus. You know, as I was, you know, mentioning earlier, some of those early, you know, similar signs, infectious diseases often act similarly, you know, in the beginning with similar symptoms like fever and sore throat and chills, those kinds of things. And so we certainly don't want to be in the position to be, you know, dealing with two things at once.
We're talking with Dr. Mona Mansour, general pediatrician at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, also a professor in the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Cincinnati. We're talking about a vaccination event coming up on Saturday. Two locations, two different times. Cincinnati Children's Hospital on Saturday from 9 to noon. That's on Burnett Avenue. And then later on Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 at UC Health Hawksworth Clinic on the second floor there at 3130 Highland Avenue. We've got more details at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. Dr. Mansour, as we talk about vaccines in the context of the coronavirus, of COVID-19, there's a lot of hope finally after this very challenging year for so many of us that, you know, with this vaccine or one of these vaccines coming online and being accessible to all of us at some point in the near future, that we're seeing some light at the end of this long, dark tunnel. I'm wondering, from your perspective in the medical field, particularly as it relates to children, whether you see the development of a vaccine in our lifetimes, for many of us, really the first time, that one that we significantly care about, if that's changing the way people think about vaccines, either positively or negatively.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think, you know, certainly, you know, I think more and more, you know, folks will be thinking, you know, about this vaccine, you know, in a different way, perhaps, than they've been thinking about other vaccines. I'm hopeful that we will, you know, have a vaccine, you know, in the near future that we can, you know, be administering to children. Although, you know, I'm not the expert on, you know, the distribution of the vaccine. I think those plans, you know, are coming, you know, coming to fruition as we speak, but I, you know, hope that we, you know, have, you know, a product, you know, ultimately that can be available to protect, you know, protect all of us.
We're hearing the term twindemic, I guess a reference to there being the pandemic that we're currently dealing with and the possibility for measles outbreaks because of, as you expressed, the concern over a decrease in the number of kids who are being vaccinated, even here locally. What would the impact of something like the twindemic, if we have to deal with COVID and a measles outbreak, be on the local healthcare system?
And I think we're, you know, as you're probably aware, we're, you know, already relatively stretched, you know, as a healthcare system. I think we want to be doing, you know, whatever we can to, you know, help, you know, diminish the demand, you know, for services. That's where, you know, preventative services really, you know, come in, and where vaccinations, you know, are, you know, an important part of a broader part of preventative care. I think, you know, ideally we wouldn't just be vaccinating children. We would be, you know, doing them as we normally and routinely do as part of broader, you know, well child care visits. You know, where we're not only, you know, providing vaccinations, which are really important preventative public health measure, but we're also really doing other really wonderful things, you know, for children, like, you know, looking at their growth and their development, looking, you know, at, you know, how they're growing and developing, you know, especially in the times of the pandemic, you know, really assessing how children and their caregivers are managing, you know, stress. And, you know, obviously many children also have other chronic conditions, which can put them, you know, at a greater risk, you know, for, you know, problems with some of these, you know, infectious, you know, illnesses. And, you know, so making sure we're doing a really good job of, you know, prevention oriented, you know, care in general. It's, you know, part of the, you know, work and the partnership that we, you know, have been doing, actually, you know, pre-existing with UC and with the health department around closing, you know, care gaps is really, you know, foundational on just understanding and appreciating that, you know, preventative care is really, really important to, you know, optimizing health for families, but also decreasing the need for higher level services like the emergency room or the, you know, the hospital inpatient bed. And, you know, wanting those to be able to be available for the right patients or patients who need them instead of patients that could have had something that is preventable. Through preventative care like vaccinations.
We're talking with Dr. Mona Mansour, general pediatrician at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center and a professor in the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Cincinnati. Dr. Mansour, what's the status of the flu vaccine among local kids? Are you seeing an uptick in that, or is that also decreasing?
So we are, you know, obviously, you know, aggressively also trying to, like, part of the, you know, event is not, you know, not only obviously offering vaccination, you know, for measles, mumps, rubella, or the MMR vaccine, but any vaccines that children are, you know, eligible for, including, you know, flu vaccine. Certainly this is the season where we start to see a little bit more of an uptick, you know, of influenza. And so we've been, you know, pretty aggressive as we can be in giving influenza vaccine, you know, in our practices and in other practices. We do have, you know, families that, you know, are worried about the flu vaccine, and we do everything we can to convince them, you know, especially in the context of the pandemic, to, you know, to vaccinate. Again, you know, flu can present quite similarly, you know, in the beginning, at times, you know, to, you know, the early symptoms of other viruses like coronavirus. So really encouraging families to, you know, to vaccinate this year.
I understand that the event this weekend is particularly inviting Medicaid patients who may be behind in their immunizations.
Yeah, so this has been a really great partnership with all of the Medicaid managed care companies here in Southwest Ohio, along with UC and the health department, you know, have been, you know, working on this kind of previous, what we call Thrive at Five collaborative, where we're looking to close preventative, you know, care gaps like vaccinations, lead screenings, developmental screenings. And, you know, just recognizing that sure, many of the families that our clinic serves, they had predisposed disparities already existing, things that have made it more challenging for them to get vaccinations even pre-coronavirus. And so, you know, wanting to really partner to make sure through this, you know, epidemic or pandemic that we're seeing, that we don't see further disparities in the outcomes, you know, in terms of vaccination rates for this patient population. So we are targeting those, you know, those children.
Dr. Mansour, I remember being a kid and having some anxiety over going to the doctor, especially wondering whether this would be a year where I had to get a shot for something. And goodness knows if it was a shot year, it was a tense period. I'm wondering if you have any advice. I don't imagine I have a lot of kids who listen to us, but their parents certainly do. Is there a way to talk to your kid about what might go down this weekend when they show up for a shot so they don't have too much anxiety over it?
You know, I think, you know, what we just, you know, obviously, you know, try to do is, you know, make sure children know what's happening. It's never, you know, never good to sort of surprise, you know, children. But I think we, our staff, you know, are really great at, you know, helping kids, you know, feel comfortable and then honestly doing it as quickly as possible so that, you know, it's, you know, pretty minimal, you know, sort of, you know, experience, you know, for them. We also have some really great champion kids who come in who say they want to get their vaccinations, which is always fun to hear. And, you know, a lot of times we'll, if they come in as sibling pairs, sometimes we'll, you know, use the opportunity to have one, you know, sibling model for another, you know, sibling in terms of, you know, talking with a parent around. They usually know their children obviously really well and who's going to do well and who's maybe going to have a harder time. And so, you know, sometimes using older children to model for, you know, for their siblings, you know, can work out really well.
This day-long vaccination event is Saturday, December 5, a couple of time periods and locations from 9 to noon at Cincinnati Children's Hospital on Burnett Avenue, and then from 2 to 4 in the afternoon at UC Health Hawksworth Clinic on the second floor there on at 3130 Highland Avenue. Full details at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. We've been talking with Dr. Mona Mansour, general pediatrician at Cincinnati Children's, and a professor in the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Cincinnati. Dr. Mansour, thanks so much for the time you gave us, and good luck with the event this weekend.
Great, thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.